Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God is my King. Psalm 74, verse 12. God is my King from the very beginning of time, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Most of us do not exist under the authority of a king, although there are some nations that have a ruling monarch who is in control of their particular jurisdiction. But the ultimate king of all the earth is the God of heaven. And the psalmist rings out this truth when he says that God is my king. It causes me to wonder in my mind, who is the king in our life? Who is in control? Do we place ourselves on the throne and make the decisions ourselves? Rather than waiting upon the Lord, many times we run ahead of the Lord. King Saul did that in the Old Testament when he ran ahead of the prophet of God and took upon himself the offering of sacrifice that was not his to give. He thought higher of himself than he should have, and it led to his destruction and the fact that David was chosen by God to be the king of the country rather than Saul. Who is the king of our life? Who is in control? Who makes the decisions? I want to make a commitment day by day in my life that I am going to place God on the throne of my life, not myself. I might fall short of that many times and find myself in the driver's seat. When I do, I want to get out of the way and let God begin to control everything that happens. Not my will, but your will be done, Lord. That's my prayer. That's my desire. That's what I want for my life, and I urge all who listen to this today to make God the king of your life. Ask him what he desires for you to do, where he desires for you to go, what he desires for you to do, and then obey God. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, our prayer is that we might be more yielded to you than we've ever been before. I pray, Lord, that as the words that you give in the Word of God become a reality in our life, that we might act upon those words and behave in such a manner that we will always be obedient children, faithful to do the things that you call us to do. Might we recognize you as the King of our life and the King of our heart. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessing, dear hearts, walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.